coffin. It has your initials, JB.
At this moment, rather him than me.
At least you've been saved the effort of removing him. Colonel Bouvard passed away in his sleep, so they tell me. You sound disappointed. You did not kill him yourself. Huh?
I am. Jacques Bouvard murdered two of my colleagues.
Is there anything else our French station can do for Monsieur Bond?
Later, perhaps. As I said, later. Come on. Come to offer my sincere condolences. My dear Colonel Bouvard, I don't think you should have opened that car door by yourself. Dressed man should be the first one.
Yes, very practical.
Get it inside. Hurry.
Help me.
Success. His needs are call him the winner who takes all. And he strikes like thunderbolt. Strikes like thunder.
Pardon, monsieur Labour.
The International Brotherhood for Assistance of Stateless Persons is purely philanthropic. We're not interested in politics, only in your rehabilitation.
We have been able to arrange for visas at the Brazilian consulate. The Brotherhood will look after you until you're
once
again.
Good morning, Mr. Larson.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back again.
Once again, self-supporting.
We pay back everything.
There will be no need. We have certain funds from private individuals who share our aim. There are just one or two formalities. I'd like you to...
Sit down, number two. We will discuss your NATO project later. I regret to inform you all of the death of Spectre number six. Colonel Jacques Bouvard was killed by an unknown assassin. His services will be greatly missed. We will now proceed with the area financial reports. Number seven.
Blackmail of the double agent, Matsu Fujiwa. Unfortunately, only 40 million yen, all the man had.
Number 10.
Assassination of Perrange, the French antimatter specialist who went over to the Russians. 3 million francs from the special department of the Quai d'Orsay.
Number 5.
Our consultation fee for the British train robbery, £250,000.
Number 11.
Distribution of Red China narcotics in the United States, $2,300,000. Collected by number 9 and myself.
2,000,003. Our expectations were considerably higher, number 11.
Competition from Latin America. Prices are down.
I anticipated that factor. Are you quite sure all monies have been accounted for by yourself and number 9?
To the penny, number 1.
On the contrary, I have satisfied myself that one of you is clearly guilty of embezzlement. Spectre is a dedicated fraternity whose strength lies in the absolute integrity of its members. The culprit is known to me. I have decided on the appropriate action. Now now proceed with new business. You will hear from number two, who is in charge of our NATO project, the most ambitious specterist ever undertaken. Your report, number two.
Thank you, number one. Our intention is to demand a ransom from the North Atlantic Treaty powers of $280 million. £100 million. I have sent Spectre agent Count Lippi to the south of England, where he is making the necessary preparations. He is at a health clinic, conveniently located near the NATO air base.
Oh, Pat.
Oh, hello.
I'll see you when I've had a shower, huh?
I'll soon be finished. Mr. Bond, Count Lippi.
Oh, you're not taking her away already, are you? She's the only joy in this dreary place. I see you've discovered that, too. In about half an hour, Pat.
I'll be ready.
I've heard that before. Oh, nice to have met you, Mr. Bond.
Funny-looking bruise. A fall?
A poker. In the hands of a widow.
I'm surprised. I'd have thought you were just the type for a widow.
Oh, not this one. He didn't like me at all.
A red square with a spike through it.
Yes, I think it's a Tong sign. The red dragon from Macau. Ask Lekas to verify it for me, will you?
Oh, sorry, sweetie. You're off duty.
File it till you get back.
Funny penny.
Next time I see you, I'll put you across my knee.
On yogurt and lemon juice? I can hardly wait.
Come on, Pat. We're behind schedule.
I can't hear you, James. Have you fainted?
I'd never have recognized myself. Do I seem healthy?
Too healthy, by far. Take off your bathrobe, please.
You never say that as if you meant it.
Arms above your head, please. Behave yourself, Mr. Bond. Oh, I can see there's only one place to keep you quiet.
And what's this?
A motorized traction table for stretching the spine. Some patients call it the rack.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, get on.
Where's the Kickstarter?
Oh, stop fooling around and face down, please.
Face?
By the way, who is the man in the room next to your Count Lippi?
I really don't know too much about him. A Mr. Angelo. He's here with a private physician, recuperating from an awful car crash, I understand. There now. First time I've felt really safe all day. I'll look in and see how you're doing in 15 minutes.
Thank you. Nice to have met you, Mr. Bond.
Must be 6 inches taller.
Oh, you poor dear. I can't think how it could have happened. I can tell you, it's a miracle I came back when I did. I can only think that you must have pushed the switch accidentally. Well, you'd better come along with me. Spend a few minutes in the steam room. It'll help to relax you.
Yes.
Might even shrink you back to size.
Somebody's going to wish the day had never happened.
Well, you wouldn't tell Dr. Wayne. Please, I'd lose my job.
Well, I suppose my silence could have a price.
You don't mean... Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. See you later.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Now, don't you worry. I'll tell the chef.
Let me out of this bloody machine! Help! Help!
Mink. It reduces the tensions.
Not mine. Major Deval, social secretary.
I would like to speak to Mr. Angelo.
What's that?
Mr. Angelo.
I'm sorry. You got the wrong number.
You don't think you could be more comfortable if you take off?
Yes.
Major Deval?
Yes, this is Major Deval.
Your car's waiting.
I'll be down right away. Thank you. My car's here. Duty calls. The story of my life.
You'll be late at the airbase. And besides, it will give you time to cool off.
You'll be here when I come back?
Mm-hmm.
But I may not be in the mood then.
Do you want a bet?
You know you're Francois.
I know me.
All right. I told him I'd be down.
Your coat, sir. Happy landing.
Thank you. Be good. At least until I get back. Ciao.
Is that all right? Lippy, you take over. Are the doctor and ambulance outside?
Everything, as arranged.
Angelo. Your breathing equipment. Isolate you from the oxygen supply. Gamma gas, instantaneous, type you just used. And most important...
Not enough. $100,000 is not enough.
What are you trying to say?
I changed my mind. 2 years of my life. Studying the film, the reports, plastic operations, voice lessons. Make it $250,000. Or get someone else.
There is no one else.
Exactly. I am Deval.
Put that away.
Angelo's right. I'll inform number one we made a new arrangement. This is merely a down payment.
All right. But against $250,000.
Agreed.
His watch. Identification disc. Au revoir.
No, no. He always says ciao.
Ciao?
And a cap. It's so far back on your head.
The rest of my money. Just have it ready.
Come on. Get into his pajamas.
Thank you, sir.
This is a normal training sortie, and you'll be accompanied by a NATO representative, Commandant Duval, Major Duval of NATO. It's a routine flight, and you'll be flying a Vulcan at an altitude of 45,000 feet, armed with two atomic bombs, MOS type. Fuses, as usual, in the white security box.
Thank you.
I don't know. Could it be the front doorbell?
No, it most certainly could not.
Well,
haven't you had enough exercise for one evening?
It's funny you should say that.
Point of return, 45 minutes, 30 seconds.
Switch from manual to auto.
Right, set on automatic. Commandant, would you care to change places with the co-pilot? Better view up here.
I'd be delighted to.
They lost it on radar, and we haven't been able to pick it up anywhere.
Was she losing altitude when she went off the screen?
Yes, sir, rapidly. We can't scan below 300 feet, and, well, she may have gone down.
Was she in trouble?
Not according to the last scheduled report, which came from about here.
She is armed, isn't she?
Two atomic weapons, sir. MOS type.
Get everything you can into the area. Thorough search. Notify the Admiralty at once. Top priority, absolute security. Ask them to contact Washington.
Very good, sir.
Anything else in sight?
No, all clear.
Switch on the underwater landing lights. Thank you. Open the underwater hatch.
Open underwater hatch.
To winch in the submarine.
Man the winches.
Give these bomb fuses to Mr. Coots.
Right, sir.
Get the submarine up quickly. And the bombs loaded in the containers.
You, Coots, are you pleased with your new toys?
Some safety device, a secret control.
What can they have that the great Ladislav Coots cannot handle?
Life was much simpler in my Warsaw laboratory.
Your share will amount to how many Nobel Prizes? Bob Ford!
More. Hold it.
Paris, sir. Number one on the scramble.
Number two speaking. Phase two completed.
Number two has done well. Unlike Count Lippe, whose choice of Angelo might have jeopardized the success of our project. Send a message to the execution branch.
We're right. A telephone at the very least.
Oh, day by day. But I'm truly sorry to have to dash off like this, but there's been a bit of a flap at the office.
What kind of work do you do, anyway?
Oh, I travel. A sort of licensed troubleshooter.
Mr. Angelo. Heart attack last night.
I'm not surprised. Keep in touch.
Anytime, Jane. Any place.
Another time. Another place.
On the roads really burn you up these days.
In the conference room. Something pretty big. Every 00 man in Europe's been rushed in, and the Home Secretary, too.
That's why he's probably lost a dog.
Well, now that we're all here, the Prime Minister has asked the Home Secretary to come and represent him here today. The Home Secretary.
Gentlemen, the tape that you are about to hear was received at 10 Downing Street this morning.
My dear Prime Minister, two atomic bombs, numbers 456 and 457, which were aboard NATO Flight 759, are now in the possession of Spectre. Unless within the next 7 days your government pays to us £100 million, in a manner to be designated by us, we shall destroy a major city in England or the United States of America. Please signal your acceptance of our terms by arranging for Big Ben to strike 7 times at 6 p.m. tomorrow.
The Prime Minister and the President have talked together over the hotline and have agreed that unless the bombs are recovered, payment will have to be made. To avoid general panic, complete secrecy will be maintained and no press announcements. The Prime Minister has asked that your department take charge of the operation.
Thank you, sir. Sir John.
This circle represents the full flying range of the Vulcan. Extensive search has failed to locate any evidence of either a crash or landing. and worldwide reports have proved negative on all airfields large enough to handle the Vulcan. That's all we have, sir.
Thank you, Sir John.
Well, I'll leave you to carry on. We'll keep you in touch from number 10.
Thank you, sir. You may now open the floors in front of you. Code name? Thunderball. As you can see, we've very little to go on. All the members of the crew had top security clearance. You'll find their photographs and service records in your files. You'll be working with NATO, CIA, and all Allied intelligence units. Well, that's all, until you discuss your individual assignments with me. I've assigned you to Station C, Canada. Group Captain Pritchard here will be your Air Force liaison.
Sir, I respectfully suggest that you change my assignment to Nassau.
Is there any other reason besides your enthusiasm for water sports?
Perhaps this, sir.
Well?
Well, there was a photograph of that man in this dossier you gave us. His name is Derval. Well, I saw him last night at Shrublands, but he was dead.
Oh, no, sir, not possible. He was seen boarding the Vulcan, took off last night.
If 007 says he saw Derval last night at Shrublands and he was dead, that's enough for me to initiate inquiries.
Oh, well, yes, sir, of course.
Who is this girl?
Derval's sister, sir.
Do you know where she is now?
Nassau.
Do you think she's worth going after?
I wouldn't have put it quite that way, sir.
You've only got 4 days, 007. Don't spend your time sitting around.
No, sir. I won't.
Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Smashing figure.
I don't suppose that has anything to do with your request.
Was there ever a man more misunderstood?
Now, James, you can't pull the wool over my eyes. You may be able to con the old man, but I know better. I can...
So do I, Miss Moneypenny. And I'll thank you not to refer to me as the old man.
I think I had a hat when I came in.
James? How else will you recognize her?
Couldn't miss. She has 2 moles on the left thigh.
After you went down. I've been admiring your form.
Have you now? Your name's James Bond, and you've been admiring my form?
Most girls just paddle around. You swim like a man.
So do you.
Well, I've had quite a bit of practice. Do you come here often?
Whenever I'm bored. Practically every day.
What else do you do and where?
You don't waste time, do you?
No.
For effort.
Oh, thank you. I'll wear it so you'll know me next time. I was right. Couldn't miss.
I'm not with you.
Oh, you soon will be.
Paula, give me a hand, will you?
Yes.
Tell London I've made contact with the girl.
Well, it's not what I'd call contact. I pass it through. You've seen the girl.
Keep trying.
It won't start.
Ahoy there! Our motor's conked out. You wouldn't be going anywhere near Coral Harbor, would you?
I wasn't, but I could.
Well, I have a very important appointment there, and I'd very much appreciate a lift.
Come aboard, then.
You don't mind taking the service boat, do you?
Not at all. Hurry up! How about your urgent appointment?
How long have you been out here?
About 3 weeks. Don't you ever stop asking questions.
All right, change of tack. Have some of my conch chowder.
You've been reading the wrong books, Mr. Bond.
About conch chowder?
Being an aphrodisiac.
Well, it just so happens that I like conch chowder.
Oh.
Friend of yours?
Works for my guardian.
Your guardian has you watched?
He likes to know where I am.
I don't blame him.
Will you excuse me?
You're not going so soon.
I'm afraid so. My guardian's yacht.
Oh, really?
He'll be expecting me.
May I come with you? I'd love to meet your guardian.
Oh, no.
Will I see you again?
It's a small island.
Perhaps we can have dinner together.
No.
My dear uncooperative Domino.
How do you know that? How do you know my friends call me Domino?
It's on the bracelet on your ankle.
So? What sharp little eyes you've got.
Wait till you get to my teeth.
Bye, Dad. Bye. See you tomorrow.
$200. Banco.
Banco.
Banco, sir.
Cap.
Cap.
Eight.
Someone has to lose.
Yes, I thought I saw a specter at your shoulder.
What do you mean?
The specter of defeat. That your luck was due to change.
We'll soon find out. Any objection to raise the limit? £500, shall we say?
Too big for me.
Count me out, too. Perhaps you'd like to take the shoe. My friend won't mind. Mr.
Bond.
Oh, yes. Mr. Bond. One of my associates spoke about you.
Nothing bad, I hope.
Un banco de 500 livres.
Ah, it's your specter against mine, huh?
Le banco est fait.
You wish to put the evil eye on me, huh? We have a way to deal with that where I come from.
Well, you may hex me. Let's see what it does for the cards.
No.
No.
Seven.
Sept à la pointe.
Six. Suivi.
Banco suivi. 8 à la pompe.
9.
9 à la pompe.
You seem to be unbeatable, Mr. Bond.
No, for the moment, this sort of thing can't last.
Emilio, you promised to buy me a drink.
Soon, my dear. I want to get my money back first.
May I be allowed to buy the lady a drink?
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Then I must pass the shoe.
La même passe.
Banco.
It's going to be impossible if his luck doesn't change.
Somehow I don't think it will tonight. Beluga caviar, Dom Perignon 55. Monsieur, thank you. I understand you're Mr. Largo's niece.
Sounds better than... What would you say? Mistress? Kept woman?
I wouldn't say that. Where did you meet him?
In Capri. I was there with my brother, Salsa. Strange. I found Emilio attractive. Then.
Does he live aboard the yacht?
No. He has a house on the island. Mm-hmm. Must we talk about him?
No.
I'd much rather dance.
So would I. Where is your brother now?
In England. He's a commandant with the NATO forces there. He's a wonderful person. The trouble is I never meet anyone like him.
Only men like Largo and myself.
You are not like Largo.
No? Why do you say that?
The way you hold me.
How long are you staying on here in Nassau?
We are going the day after tomorrow.
As I said, we haven't got very much time.
Emilio wants to leave.
Are you sleeping aboard tonight?
I hoped you would not be so obvious.
Well, when one has little time, one sort of has to be obvious.
You know where you can find me.
Ah, Mr. Bond.
Your niece is an excellent dancer.
Let me prove I'm as good a loser as you are a winner, Mr. Bond. Come to lunch on Sunday at Palmyra. It's my house here.
Sunday at noon, then.
My dear.
Good night.
Good night.
You must tell me what Mr. Bond had to say, word for word.
He talked about you a little.
What was he saying just then? I didn't quite hear.
He asked, were we sleeping aboard tonight?
Interesting.
My key. It's 304, please. Oh,
thank you. 304. I'm sorry, no mail.
Thank you.
Hello, Double O.
CIA.
Sorry about that, Felix, but you're just about to say 007. Yeah.
Well, James, have you killed him?
You know me better than that. There you go, Smiler. Have you seen everything you came to see? Go back to your friends and report. Tell them the little fish I throw back into the sea. Give it to him.
You're going to shoot me in the back.
The gun, I mean.
Who was he?
Like I said, a small fish working for a Mr. Largo. Got a yacht we should take a look at later.
Please, to see Mr. Largo.
Open up.
What did you find?
Nothing.
You saw Bond?
Yes, I saw him.
What happened? You let him get the better of you.
No! He was a baby! He was also born a girl! No! No! No!
To make contact?
Your leg. Felix Leiter, this is Pinder, our man here.
How do you do?
This way, gentlemen.
Who's the girl, James?
Paula Catlin, my assistant.
We have no plans to visit the United States. Now, here's a special announcement from the overseas service of the BBC. Big Ben actually did strike 7 times at 6 o'clock this evening. This was caused by a mechanical failure which last occurred during a violent electrical storm in 1898. Now, here once again are the headlines.
Obviously stalling for time. Oh, no.
Ah, 007.
What a wonderful surprise.
Well, for me, too. I must say, I find this business of equipping you in the field, on the run, as it were, highly irregular. Here we have a Geiger counter. Useful and unobtrusive. The sweep hand takes the radioactivity count. It's waterproof, of course.
But of course.
Now, here's something I want you to use with special care. With special care.
Everything you give me.
It's treated with equal contempt. Yes, I know, but that's an underwater camera. It takes 8 pictures in rapid succession by pressing that button there.
Is that clever?
But if you can take pictures in the dark with an infrared film, yes. Try to be a little less than your usual frivolous self, 007. Now, here's a miniature veripistol, which fires a bright red flare, a distress signal. You should keep it on you day and night.
I resent that remark.
Yeah. Look, do you mind? Now, in the event of a rebreather not being available, you can use this device. For short periods only, of course, say about 4 minutes.
Clever.
Obviously, you'll only use it as a last resort. It closes to a convenient pocket size.
That's assuming one has a convenient pocket.
Now, pay attention. A recently developed harmless radioactive device.
Harmless?
Which sends out a homing signal to a special receiver.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Well, obviously, you swallow it.
Now?
Let's hope she'll still be lying in the same place tonight.
We'll use this catamaran as a rendezvous place for later.
good idea.
Take her in.
A container will be dropped off the coast of Burma in the Mergui Archipelago, latitude 20 degrees north, longitude 60 degrees east, at 2000 hours Greenwich Mean Time on May 27th. It will hold blue, white, flawless diamonds between 3 and 8 carats. Total value to be not less than £100 million, present market price. After we have recovered the container and verified its contents, you will be notified on radio frequency 16.23 megacycles where the atomic bombs may be recovered.
Keniston, you better get on to De Beers. Go on.
Yes, sir. Well, gentlemen, unless those bombs are found, I'm very much afraid we'll have to pay that price.
Sir.
Oh, yes. Signal from 007 in Nassau. One or two things that might interest us.
The Disco Volante is still in the harbor, lying off the Casino Channel. The catamaran is there, too, so we can use it for cover.
Oh, that's fine. You can drop me in the water behind her. Any further news from London?
No.
0 hour, still 2000 hours on the 27th. That's just 55 hours from now.
Yeah, shall we go?
Okay, this will do here.
Okay, we'll meet back at Pinder's.
Good luck.
Largo.
lift?
Sure.
Thank you. You've just about saved my life.
My outboard capsized, so I had to swim ashore. How far do you go?
You better fasten your safety belt. What's your name?
James Bond.
Fiona Volpe.
Here often?
Why make you nervous?
No, it's just that I have no desire to be capsized twice in one night.
Well, at least you won't have to swim ashore. Have you been here before, Mr. Bond?
No, I haven't. But this is the road to Nassau.
Yes. Eventually.
Yes, me too. This is my hotel.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, it's so convenient.
You look pale, Mr. Bond. I hope I didn't frighten you.
No, you see, I've always been a nervous passenger.
Some men just don't like to be driven.
No, some men just don't like to be taken for a ride. Look at this. An underwater hatch.
Yeah. So that's how they could leave and get back.
Yes, and nobody saw them. Obviously, the whole operation was carried out underwater. So that's where we'll have to look for the plane. Come on, Felix.
I'll bring the prints to the hotel when they're dry.
Forget the Air Force search the area of 250 miles out of Nassau. So it must be beyond that radius.
Yeah, that's if the disco Palante was out that night.
Yeah, sure she was, but Harbor Control said only for 6 hours.
She couldn't cover 500 miles in that time, no.
About 90 miles is her limit for 6 hours, and that's out and back. I reckon we've got to go further out, and we'll need more gas for that.
All right, let's get back to Nassau. We haven't got much time.
You're right, James. We haven't. I can think of no better arrangement.
Because he tries to make love to your woman?
Because he is Bond, and as an enemy of Spectre, should be killed.
Mark! Bond had died last night as a result of your hastiness. His government would have known for certain the bombs are here. When the time is right, you will be killed. Paul! I shall kill him.
For sharks, no less. Move in. Hold on that line. That's Largo's place, all right. My next port of call. Mr. Largo?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Can I help?
Why, Mr. Bond, I've got to
That looks particularly inviting.
Mr. Bond, welcome to Palmyra.
Well, it's a pleasure. Yes. I just hope I'm not interrupting anything.
What do you mean?
I thought perhaps you'd another visitor.
No.
That gun looks more fitting for a woman.
You know much about guns, Mr. Bond?
No. I know a little about women.
Mr. Yanni, Mr. Vargas. Mr. Vargas, Mr. Yanni.
Which is which?
I thought you might have met Mr. Vargas the other night.
Oh, yes, I believe I did.
Drink, sir.
Rum Collins, Mr. Bond?
Yes. Just about that hour, isn't it?
For you? Of course. Vargas does not drink, does not smoke, does not make love. What do you do, Vargas? Every man has his passion. Mine is fishing. What is yours, Mr. Bond?
Well, I'm not what you'd call a passionate man.
I think it's time I went to change.
You must let me show you around.
Oh, I'd love that.
I thought you might. Pull! Easier.
Perhaps you'd call one for me.
Of course. Pull!
Seems terribly difficult. No, it isn't, is it?
No. I collect big game fish for various marine institutions. Magnificent creatures.
Charming.
The notorious golden grotto sharks, the most savage, the most dangerous. They know when it's time for them to be fed.
That boat, is she yours?
The Disco Volante, yes. I'm very proud of her.
What does she do? About 15 knots?
Better than that. Near 20. Perhaps you'd like to see over her.
Yes, I would, very much.
Emilio, lunch is ready.
Thank you, my darling.
Come along, Mr. Bond. The conchiata smells delicious.
Domino, yes? I was just thinking, as I'll be busy this evening, perhaps Mr. Bond will be kind enough to take you to the junk canoe. It's our local Mardi Gras. You'll be my guest tonight, Mr. Bond.
Well, that's very kind of you.
It will be my pleasure.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Our Mr. Bond must have a very high opinion of himself.
Opinion?
Yes. He has a date with me, too. Excuse me.
Noise.
Use the chloroform.
Did promise he'd come, didn't he?
He'll be here, don't worry.
James, I think that man's waiting.
James, Paul is gone.
What do you mean gone?
I don't know. He just checked out of the hotel.
You look after Domino. Watch him.
Do you think she was on or something?
I don't know, but I've got to find out. You watch out for her.
Right.
All right, thank you. The governor's not very happy, but you'll have a power cut as you requested all over the island.
I don't give a damn about the rest of the island. I just want the lights out in Palmyra.
You'll have it.
you mean she won't talk?
Don't worry. She will.
What's wrong?
Dimitri, is it a power failure?
Yes, all over the island.
Switch over to the emergency generator.
Yes, sir.
Shooting at each other!
Better luck next time. Tell Lytle to stay with the girl. I'll get back to him just as soon as I can.
Anything else?
Tell him Paula's dead.
Okay.
Thank you.
aren't you in the wrong room, Mr. Bond?
Not from where I'm standing.
Since you are here, would you mind giving me something to put on? Anyway, I'm very glad to see you again, Mr. Bond.
I'm glad to see you again.
I had a feeling you've been avoiding me.
Well, you see, I had no idea that we were next-door neighbors.
Oh, they just moved me down this afternoon. It's extraordinary, isn't it? Almost as if...
As if it was intended. Yes, it is extraordinary.
Shouldn't you get out those wet clothes? You'll catch your death of cold.
Now, look. You know we're going to be too late.
Too late for what?
The junk canoe. I promised my friends I'd meet. Perhaps you know them. The Lagos.
Questions, questions. All I get is questions. But the music is going to go on all night anyhow. Enough to drive you wild.
Yeah.
You like wild things, Mr. Bond, James Bond?
Wild? You should be locked up in a cage.
This bed feels like a cage. All these bars. Do you think I'll be safe? You made a shocking mess out of my hair, you sadistic brute. Will you sit me up, please?
I wonder you can get dressed up quickly. On the way, we can have a little talk. You may find it interesting. Come on.
I'm coming. I hate to think I'm going to miss anything. And now we can go somewhere for an interesting talk.
Friends of yours, no doubt. Come in.
You dress quickly, too. I didn't see that gun in the mirror.
Not that it matters, but that was under the pillow all the time.
And when did you find out?
Well, you're wearing the same ring as Largo.
It's a ring I like to wear.
Vanity has its dangers.
Vanity, Mr. Bond? Something you know so much about.
My dear girl, don't flatter yourself. What I did this evening was for king and country. You don't think it gave me any pleasure, do you?
I forgot your ego, Mr. Bond. James Bond, who only has to make love to a woman and she starts to hear heavenly choir singing. She repents it and immediately returns to the side of right and virtue. But not this one. What a blow it must have been. You having a failure.
Well, you can't win them all.
We'll take him out the front way. Go and get the car. And tell them we've been held up by the junk.
What? I'd like to have a drink, man.
Get him away.
Go away.
Don't you try anything now.
Get out of here.
Fine. We'll fire water.
Get out of it. Get out of
here. Officer, can't harm you, man.
Side, you there.
Everyone.
May I cut in? You should have told me your wife was here.
Do you come here often?
It's no good you trying to escape, Mr. Bond.
I don't want to escape. Strange as it may seem, I've grown accustomed to your face.
Why don't you come with us quietly?
You don't seem to understand. You see, I enjoy my dancing. My friend sister's gone out. She's just dead.
You'll leave here at 0600 hours and land at Aden to refuel. You will then proceed to the Mergui Archipelago to make your drop. Precisely at 20 degrees north, 60 degrees east. The diamonds will be in a special container.
I hate to give it like this. Paying the blood money. Let him beat us.
Have you an alternative suggestion?
I'm afraid I haven't.
Your man, 007. I thought he was on something.
I thought so too, sir.
False alarm.
Afraid, sir.
He obviously has a highly developed sense of, shall we say, drama.
If 007 thought he was on us.
It's a great pity he didn't make sure before he started to shout the odds. Well, we have exactly 14 hours and 50 minutes. And then I suppose we shall have to pay up and look as happy as we can. Shan't we?
Golden Grotto.
Yeah, all you find down there are sharks.
Take it down, I want a closer look.
Closer look at what?
Never mind, take it down quick. Settle down, Felix, I think we've found it.
Something camouflaged down there. I'll take a look.
Shoot one of those sharks. It'll keep the others occupied.
Right.
I don't know how long the others will take before they finish them off, but they'll be back.
I'll keep an eye on them.
Good. She's down there, all right.
Are the bombs on board?
No.
Oh, great. Now it's our next move.
We'll check on the Disco Volante. If the bombs aren't aboard her now, they soon will be.
Who are you going to ask? Largo?
No. I don't think we'll have to.
Ow! The egg spines, they're poisonous.
Here, give me your arm. Sit down. Now turn over. This is going to hurt a bit. First time I've tasted women, they're rather good.
You're the only man to ever make me cry. Except perhaps Francois, my brother, when we were children.
Domino, I have to tell you something.
Oh, I'm sorry, James. I didn't mean to embarrass you, speaking of love. I know.
No, I must hurt you again.
You're going away. So sorry, my dear, but it's all over.
No, it's about your brother.
What about him? François.
It's a long story, and it involves your friend, Largo. Domino, I need your help.
Of course. That's why you made love to me.
Look, I can't explain what this is all about, but you must trust me.
Because you want me to help you.
Look, Largo had your brother murdered, or it was on his orders. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people will die, and very soon, if you don't help me.
Not much we do know, but there's something we don't. The bombs. When they're being loaded aboard the Disco Volante.
How could I know that?
That you'll have to find out. It won't be easy. It could be very dangerous.
What can he do to me he hasn't already done?
And you'll do it?
Yes.
Good. This is a Geiger counter. You press this lever. If it starts clicking, it means the bombs are aboard.
What do I do then?
Go straight up on deck. As the Disco Volante is being watched, you'll be spotted.
Vargas behind you.
Really?
He must have followed us.
I think he got the point.
It should have been Largo.
Largo? When did he expect you back?
Very soon now. He said not to be late. He was most insistent.
You better go straight back. I'll take care of Vargas and everything here.
James, understand. I'm doing this for my brother, for what he did to him. But promise me one thing. You will kill Largo for me, whatever happens.
You have much time.
All right. Oh, something I remembered. It may not be important.
Tell me, everything's important.
There's a small bridge over the canal. Largo never allows strangers to go near it. By the canal, there's a flight of steps.
Where the steps lead to?
Down into the sea, on the far side of Palmyra. Perhaps it is important after all.
Get a message saying the girl went on board the Disco?
Oh, yes, sir. Signal received at...
Okay. She is on board. Where is 007 now?
That's a question.
Stand by. 5 seconds. Watch my signal.
Thank you.
get underway. Captain, weigh anchor. Get underway immediately. Once we pick up the merchandise, head for our target area, Miami.
The Discover Land is leaving, sir.
Stay in your cabin.
It's stuffy in there. I want a breath of air.
My dear, did you not hear me? Where did you get that?
I bought it this morning.
Let me see.
No, why should I?
My mom gave you this little toy, I imagine. Margus is dead. No, my dear.
cake for you. Like your friend, you've been a little too clever. And now you are caught.
Given me much pleasure, Domino. But in return, unless you tell me how much Bond knows, I'll be forced to cause you great pain. This for heat, these for cold, applied scientifically and slowly. Very, very slowly.
What do you want?
We're activating the bombs. You said you wanted to be told.
Oh, yes. A private little matter, my friend, between the young woman and myself. Go. Do not live in hope, my dear. There is no one to rescue you.
Good thing the homing capsule's wallet is still working. Straight ahead. Go right. Go on right.
Target is Miami. Also, the bomb is transferred from the Disco Volante onto a wreck of 40 points.
Right, hang on to that.
Thank you.
And the kitchen sink.
On you, everything looks good. Take this. Good luck.
Thank you.
We anchor.
Aye, aye, sir.
Standing by.
Jefferson Cocoon.
Cocoon's away.
Exploded now. I threw the arming device into the seat. Do you understand?
Yes.
Get him! Get him!
Glad I killed him.
You're glad? Who's he?
I don't know, but he helped me.
Look out! The rocks!
The reef!
Jam the controls! Come on!
Come on, I'm trying to learn to swim!
Never too late to learn.
Get out!
Thank you.
Nope.